Everybody wants to get their tickets out. Is there anybody who does not have a ticket? For sure, no ticket. We got one. You found it? Need one. Got one there. Got one there. The football player over there. And the young lady. Is there anybody else who would pay me £20 for an extra ticket? All right, so we got those in. So everybody got a ticket, right? Good. Now, everybody knows why we're here. It's the World Internet Challenge. And, of course, I was explaining to you earlier today that the challenge part of it is really kind of evolved into a demo. So I don't want you to be thinking, well, that was a setup. Because can I tell you right up front, that's what it always is in a good marketing promotion. Millionaire Mind, T. Harv Eker. How many know that name or that book? Just recently hit the New York Times. Do you think that was an accident? New York Times bestseller list. Right? That happened. So basically what we're going to do, and again, it did evolve into the demo. Basically, we are going to show how quickly and how easily you can actually put a website together and start making money. We're going to start with a template. Does everybody know what a template means in web language? Anybody not know? Thank you. Okay, what a template is, first of all, you saw how Alan built the web page with a table, right? It's quote-unquote technical language in front page. That's what it's called, a table. And so we're going to start with a page that we've already created a table. And we've already got some background around it. So we will dump copy into it. Now, we will make a lot of decisions. We'll make some actual decisions today. Some stuff, again, because it's evolved, we'll just kind of say this is the way we're going to do it. So we're just really going to show, you know, that this is literally what we do. And this is the stuff that we do day in and day out. Now, folks, let me ask you this. If you were living your life, and let's say you're living it 2 or 3 years from now to give you some extra abilities that you may not have today, and all of a sudden something came up in your life and you suddenly found out or realized that you were going to need an extra $50,000, $60,000 cash. First of all, could that ever happen? Yeah. Could it happen more than once? Would you like to have the ability to put your thinking cap on and to create something in a few days that could create that money for you? That is what we're talking about. And that is a demo of, that is what you're going to see. That we can come up, open up the computer with a blank screen, put the pieces together, do the marketing, and make the money. Fair enough. Now, what's the most exciting and interesting part about this internet demo? You got that right. One of us is going to win. Well, first of all, let's kind of review what's happened here in the past several times. In the USA, the very first time we did it, and this time, by the way, we were flying by the seat of our pants. We even had a lady come up to me and say, "Hey, I'm freaked out because what's going to happen if you don't get any orders?" I said, "We don't get any orders." She goes, "Do you want me to go up to my room and order like 5 or 6 times?" Unfortunately, I'm standing next to my attorney. Anyway, so it worked. Ken Connett made $4,737. Real money. 72 hours. By the way, did the money stop there? No. Be aware that whoever wins, it's going to go on for potentially weeks or months. Not at the same rate. Most of the orders will come in within the first 4 to 5 days. Most of the orders, of course, will come in within the first 72 hours because we're telling people that's the deadline, right? But they'll see it coming in. Daisy Kadig out of San Francisco, California, attended our next event. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe in this think and grow rich, and you can call it a lot of different ways. think and manifest, pray, which is what she was doing. We were doing this preliminary stuff, getting everybody energized, and she was out there praying and projecting that she would win, and she would win $10,000. Now, she didn't tell me that at the time, but when she told me, I nearly fell over because she won $10,822. So that's good, right? So, by the way, if you're here now, think big. We need to set another World Internet Challenge record. Margaret Berman, while we were staying in this incredibly luxurious and overpriced downtown Sydney hotel, I think we were paying like $250 a night. She was paying $5 a night, sleeping in a backpacker's hostel. She made $11,431. And by the way, I forgot to mention, Ken never went on and did very much, but Daisy went on. She started doing some consulting for some big firms. Anybody ever heard of Neiman Marcus? After what she learned here at the conference, she went in and said, hey, you know, there's some problems with your website. Did you know it's called the World Wide Web? Your site is too Americentric. Straightened that out. And she said, oh, listen, you know, you think this flash is good. I bet your designer sold you on that. It's distracting. Let's get rid of this. On and on and on and on. So, by the way, in addition to the money she made, the president or governor or director, I don't know what you call it, but I saw the letter, wrote her a special letter of commendation thanking her for what she did with the website and how it was increasing sales. Is that pretty good? Go on like that. After one weekend at an internet conference, tied on. Could you get that in a year at the community college, by the way? They'll teach you how to design a website about dogs and family members there. Margaret went on and she did some other stuff too. The first question she had after she got home, you might want to write this down in case you're the winner, is now that I have an asset, and what would that asset be, by the way? Website, web pages, list. Who said that? Raise your hand. Let's give her a hand. List. That's important. Now, what do we know about the people who were on her list? They were interested and willing to spend money on what? Product related to what she was selling, right? Now, she happened to be selling something about internet marketing, and like I said, we already know what you're going to be selling tonight. You don't know yet, but we do. It's going to be related to internet marketing. She said, how do I make more money with these assets? Write that question down, because if you win, that needs to be the question you start working on this next week that comes up. You have people on your list who have come with good referrals, who have paid good money, and now all you have to do is find another product to sell them. Will that be hard to do? Very easy. By the way, anybody know what they call these people who come up on the stage and speak? They call them speakers, right? Now, if you ask them and say, I have a new list, a lot of different people, could I sell your product? You think it'll be a very hard job, or you think you'll get the brush off? Yeah. It'd be real easy. And by the way, I'll be the first to volunteer if you want any products of mine. You got them. Okay. Anthony Harris, black man from Bronx, New York. I don't know how many of us know about the Bronx. It's not the most genteel part of New York. He comes up in the face of outrageous laughter and derision. Nobody from his neighborhood, not his mother even, was supportive of his decision to pay $24.97 and go to Atlanta, Georgia, and learn about how to make money on the internet. You see where I'm coming from? By the way, how many of us heard any laughter or any raised eyebrows when we were talking about what we were going to do? How many of us were afraid to even say what we were going to do because we knew that would be what would happen? He made $13,679. Now, you see the pattern. So far, we've gone higher and higher every single time. We're counting on you, whoever you are. Roy Sadler, the UK, I already told you about him. Unemployed poet sleeping in his van. As a poet, he was extremely graceful and nice. I mean, we had him recite some poetry, and he had his whole body was into it. Graceful, graceful. As a business person, he wasn't. Raggy old clothes. I mean, what happens if you don't iron your clothes in 5 or 6 months, you know? And $18,090. The last one we did, Chrissy Wright, beautiful lady. And I don't mean necessarily beautiful as in, you know, like she was going to be a beauty queen. I mean, she had a good soul. I mean, she had just been through cancer. She was a cancer survivor. In fact, one of the things I commented on when we had her on stage, she says, "I love your haircut." Because you know what chemotherapy does to your hair. Anyway, this is another one that was aware of what the power of the mind is, what the power of prayer is, what the power of projection is, what the power of we are all connected. The whole universe is a single organism. Now, by the way, I don't necessarily expect you to, you don't have to believe that. That's what I believe. She believes. And so she's sitting back there saying, $25,000. That's what she was saying. Now, all I was saying was, more than the last time. And so, by golly, $28,340. Yeah. Now, you want to know something else? We in the World Internet Summit think in multiple currencies. We have to. And in fact, by the way, you probably will have some speakers make you an offer, and they're going to make it in American dollars because that's all our merchant account will do. You already know you can translate because it's approximately half. But she was thinking in Australian dollars because she was from Australia. But she did something else, the power of the mind. She said $25,000 and she's projecting it out. And she added this phrase. Does anybody know what that phrase might be? Or more. So it turned into $25,000 US dollars, but $28,000 US dollars. And she was very, very happy. So the question remains, what are you going to do as we bring this thing together and bring the pieces together? Think about that for a minute. Everybody's got a ticket, right? Let me ask, is there a preacher in the house? There's nobody that preaches in the house, huh? That I don't know. Let me ask someone that looks honest. How about that, since I can't find a preacher? Young lady back there in the blue blouse. Yes, sir. Would you come and draw for us? Because I don't want them to think I staged it. Now, I can tell you right now from the bottom of my heart, I hope it's you that wins. Now, Yesu, have you ever done this before?
Yes, actually last time.
You did it. Last time. That's how we knew she was honest, because she didn't win.
I picked Roy.
Picked Roy. But this time, if she pulls her own number, it's chance. Everybody sees that, right? Because, you know, just like with everybody else, I hope you win. All the thing is, you can't look. All right. Boy, shuffling around, finding that right one. Whew. All right, let's see what we got here. 4-7-4-8-2. Who's still in? Ooh. 3. Who is it? I hope you're enjoying those drinks. You better check your ticket. Yes, go check your ticket. Four, seven, four, eight, two, three. It must be you then. Come on. No, I'm kidding. No. Back up. Yes. People will do anything when money is at stake, won't they? All right, the suspense continues to build. You know, like I said, that's an expensive drink, don't you think? Okay, I'll hide yours. We shuffle them up again. And don't look. There you go. All right, let's see what we have. 4, 7, 4, 8, 0, 5. That is remarkable. Is there not an 805 in the crowd?
Wow.
Whoa. Let's go. One. Third time's a charm. Ho, 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 ho. We better not let that happen. Oh, that was 806. Okay, there we go. Four, seven, four. Now, this is a good sign. 7, 5, 6. I don't know what's going on, guys. Hey, by the way, though, just so you'll know that probably what's going on, it couldn't happen three times. They did give the speakers as they came in a ticket too, and I canceled their. I said, "You guys ain't gonna do it." Yeah, there are. What do we need to know about making a website? Well, if you had 806, how about this? 854. What do you have, 855?
This is one tough crowd, Ted.
I tell you, man. They told me to beware the Brits.
I think this is not good for the people's heart.
Not good for the people's heart. Now, if this is not it, you're going to stand on the other side. 4, 7, 4, 8, 0. Who's still in? 8, 0. Oh, good. 8, 0, 1. Yes! All right. Congratulations. Congratulations. And it's Steinar Amundsen?
Yeah.
Amundsen. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, there we go. Just briefly, and then we'll move on, but what prompted you to come to the World Internet Summit?
My girlfriend brought me here.
The lady from the USA, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah,
very
happy.
Good, good. Let me ask you this. What did you think the moment that we called that last number and it was yours?
I was very happy.
Got any plans what you're going to do with the money?
Yeah.
Already. Got to invest part of it back into internet marketing, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Come on up and let's have a seat. Whoops. Oh, by the way, I'm putting these tickets that we did draw back in so that we'll have other drawings at other times. Now, come on up and that's it. Good deal. Have a seat.
And thank you.
You'll be the star of the party. But we're going to have to get someone else up here, too. Briefly, though, I want everybody to get out handout out. You've got a handout that should relate to what's going on. Is that true? It's one that's got little diagrams on it.
It's a yellow sheet.
The yellow one. Good. And there's two sides to it. The side that looks like a flow chart. Can we get one for your honey here? Yeah. The side that looks for a flow chart is what we're going to do after we get into the website. Let's review on the other side, the one that starts with creative product, exactly what's going to happen this evening. We're going to create a product. Don't want you to miss out on this, you know.
Yep.
We're going to create a product, create a sales message. Now, what is a sales message, by the way? The copy. Yeah, the wording. Create a website, and all that is doing is taking the copy that we create and putting it in the website. By the way, in today's day in life, most of the sales letters we write, we still call them sales letters, are actually written first generation in Microsoft Front Page, rather than creating them in Microsoft Word, for instance, and then putting them there. So even though we break it down, we're just getting the steps, but that's the way it goes. Create a website, and we will hook it up with your autoresponders and everything to make it work. Does everybody know what an autoresponder is? Does everybody know what an e-commerce solution is? Total complete package. Anybody not know? Because I'll explain it briefly. Thank you very much. The e-commerce solution, which in this case is going to be the world's number one e-commerce solution, autopilotriches.com. You might write that down. Autopilotriches.com. It does everything that you need your e-commerce solution to. E-commerce just means commerce, electronic. In other words, we're going to sell a product. We want it to be able to take the order. Is that not right? We want it to send a thank you note to our customer. Is that not right? They're used to it because it happens on the big people's sites, right? Now, do you want it to send them out an autoresponder message, which is just what it sounds like, auto-response? In other words, well, let me give you an offline metaphor. Has anybody ever ordered a product, and let's say it's a Bowflex, right? And you order that Bowflex product, and then the next thing you know, the next week, you get an offer for the Ribbonflex product. Does that ever happen? And so you don't order the Ribbonflex product. So what happens the next week? You get another offer for the Ribbonflex product, right? And then later on, you get another offer. Now, this is direct mail, right? It's the same thing online. So they order your digital product, or you can sell physical products too. Is that not correct? Anybody does not know what I'm talking about when I say digital product? Raise your hands, because I'll explain if you don't. Okay? Basically, they order, and they can download. They order, they can listen. They order, they can view it. They order, they've got an e-book. And then you start sending them messages for your upgrade product, your next product, right? Does that next product have to be yours, by the way? Nope. You could go join an affiliate program that relates to what you're marketing, right? And bingo, you've got a new product, which is another subject too, affiliate. But we're still talking autoresponder. So what this thing does is it sends out messages at the intervals that you design, 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, whatever it is. But guess what? Have you ever ordered a product? You ordered that Ribbonflex, and then the next week you get an offer for that Ribbonflex product? Does it make you think that the company's stupid? Yeah. Especially, by the way, if they've lowered the price. So, would you like to have a system that would automatically stop an autoresponder when they do order that second product and then start selling them a third product infinitely on into the future? And then, of course, you've got a database, and now you can accumulate products and offer many products. So that's it now. We've talked, again, about taking the order. We've talked about it going to the database. There's another thing. When we're in this web business, there's only one thing we want. Can anybody tell me what that is? Exactly. We want the money. Show me the money, right? But guess what? There's more than one way to get that money. Have you ever gone to a website and not ordered? Uh-huh. Do you think that might happen to you? Yep. So the intelligent way is to recognize that this is the real world. Some people will order, and that's what you want everyone to do. Some people won't. So guess what? Now we've got the opportunity to have two autoresponders. And instead of it costing you a fortune to send this stuff out, it's how much? Free. It's all triggered automatically by the system, so it'll send out a different message to the people who subscribe, attempting to encourage them to purchase the product, and a different product to the people who bought, attempting to get them to upgrade. Upgrade is the word. Does everybody understand upgrade? Okay, it's a term in an industry. So you want to have that. And by the way, do you want to do all the marketing yourself? Nope. Okay, so how do you get other people to market for you? Affiliate program. Do you want to have a system that will automatically have an affiliate program that will send them their login ID and password and they can check their stats at any time? That will tell you at the end of the month, that end of the month being any day you designate, it could be the 15th, it could be the 1st, the 31st, and it will automatically just download, write the checks, and all you have to do for all these sales is just print and sign a check. Yeah, that's your e-commerce system. All that stuff, see, people, this is one of the things that keeps people on the outside thinking, I can't get into internet marketing, it's too complicated. There's no way I would know how to design that. True. And you'd be a fool if you tried to design that because you've got an e-commerce system. So continuing on, we're going to hook that up and you'll see that too. Now, create JVs. You're going to hear a lot about JVs. That's a term. What does it mean in English? Joint venture. It just really means two people come together for a specific purpose, do a deal, and they both profit. So tonight, by the way, how much time do we have to start making money? We want to have money when we come down in the morning. Is that not right? So there's not much we can do between now and tomorrow. Today is the way we're going to do the joint ventures. I mean, that's what we're going to do. We're going to ask people to join our affiliate program. You're going to be the one to ask. You're going to ask them if they would join your affiliate program. But are they going to join the affiliate program and make you money without any encouragement? Or what do you think you'll have to do to them?
Give them a deal. Good deal.
Give them a deal. Isn't that the way an affiliate program works? But what's unique, totally unique, about online versus offline? And speed, it's open 24 hours a day, and it's pretty easy to get an affiliate. What does it cost an affiliate to send out an email to their database? A few minutes of time. Now, we don't have to rewind very, very far when all we had was mail order. And you know what it took to get affiliates then? In other words, you've got a list. I've got a product I'm sure will sell. I'm not sure it'll sell. And it's going to cost $50,000 to mail out. Who do you think had to pay that $50,000? You did, the marketer. Do you think the person with the list is going to do that? If you don't have the confidence to pay. Now, do you have $50,000 that you want to risk? Right. So today it's just so simple. You'll give me 40%, you'll give me 50%, and there's all kinds of deals, right? There is a standard, though, that you should know about. Just, it doesn't apply all the time, but just off the top of your head, with a digital product, what do you think that standard might be, split of the profits? 50-50. That's the going thing. And there's a lot of reasons to vary that, but that's it. So, okay, so you say, hey, 50%, you created the product, you did all the hard work, why not? Are you with me? So that's how you do it. We'll market it, and you'll see that happen tonight, which will turn the prospects, the people that come from the affiliates list into our website, hopefully will turn them into customers and hopefully into lifetime customers, because after you go home this weekend, you will be thinking about how to find other products and remarket to these folks, right? How do I know that? Okay. I don't want to get too deep into this, but I want everybody to understand it because we're going to cover every step. In the broad picture, does everybody understand what's happening exactly? Excellent. Well, what kind of product could we create? Any ideas? Could create an e-book. Audio recordings. Now, why would we potentially decide to choose... And there's all kinds of other things we could do. Why would we potentially choose an audio book over or an audio recording over an e-book tonight? Got all the speakers here.
It's quicker and it's more personal.
It's quicker and it is more personal because you can form a relationship. potentially we could charge more for a recording, couldn't we? So yeah, those are all good reasons that we could, you know, talk about more and more and more. But basically tonight, we're under the gun and we got about 3 hours to make everything happen, don't we? So we got to decide. So we could do that. Got any idea? So I'm with the audio. How about you? Are you with the audio?
Promote a book, for example, on internet marketing.
Promote a book on internet marketing. We'd need to find a book, wouldn't we? Now, question. By the way, is Stephen Pierce, are you in the crowd? Not right now. All of the marketers have books and things, but I was just picking Stephen Pierce because he has a book that several months ago just took the internet by storm, The Whole Truth. How many people have heard of that or read that? It's a good book. It's got a lot of information in there. Stephen is one of the guys I call a scientific marketer, which you should pay attention to. Now, if we were to ask him if we could sell his book, first of all, we would have product costs. We'd have to pay him something, right? Now, we'd have affiliate, we'd have a middleman, we'd have product costs. But you're always going to do that if you don't create your own product, aren't you? If you're buying it from someone else, right? So we're aware, by the way, that the gross that comes in will not be 100% profit, right? It's just like a real business. But if we were to sell Stephen's book, who's taken the internet by storm, would that be better? Or would it be better to sell an original product? An original. Why would we say an original? Yeah, because the other one has already been thoroughly immersed in the main target market. And if you've already bought an ebook, will you buy another ebook? I mean, first I said it wrong, because you wouldn't buy the same ebook unless you couldn't find it. How many people have ever lost something on their computer, huh? Okay, so, but you know what I was thinking, and this might help you out some. We happen to have, and we do own the intellectual property rights to this, we happen to have the World Internet Webcast happening this Sunday. And we like to do this because what we do, it's a feature for everybody in the room, but it's also an opportunity for the entire world who wanted to be here, who couldn't for whatever reason, they get to listen in and see what's happening, right? Now we're going to have 12 experts across the stage that have name and reputation. Now, by the way, is it good to tie into someone else's name or reputation, or should we use yours, Steinway? Yeah, so we would have an advantage there. We've already got something set up. We're already broadcasting. We could record it at the same time. Is that not true? Would we like to do something like that? We've already got it set up and running. It'd be easy enough to do, wouldn't it? Now, do you see how hard it is to create a product? What additional work are we doing? All right. Yeah. And by the way, I want to, again, as you know, as co-hosts of the event, Alan, Brett, Tom, and myself, we own the intellectual property rights. What does that mean, by the way? Because it's something that we need to be aware of. That's right. You already know this. You can't take Stephen Pierce's book, for instance, and sell it and make money off of it, can you? Now, if you go through his affiliate program, you can. But if you were to take Steve's book, he'd say, ask for a cut. We already own it, so it's real easy. We don't have any issues. In fact, we can just shake hands if you want. We'll kind of work out a deal, and we'll just do that, you know. That's how hard it can be sometimes. It's not very hard, right? We're already doing the work. Is he doing the work? Now, in matter of fact, I want to ask you this. Brett, Alan, Tom, and myself, we're not even doing very much of the work either. Each speaker will have approximately 4 to 5 minutes to share something very important that can help any internet marketer. And we all get to share off the fame and glory of these other speakers that may say something better than we that own the product do. Are you with me there? It's a good business, this business. All right, so basically we're agreed. We'll just create that and use that as a product. Is that okay? Okay, do you see how? Wait a minute, we got a problem. If you follow what's actually happening here, We've already said we want to get the website finished tonight. Is that not right? We said we wanted to have orders by in the morning. Is that not right? We got a problem because the product's not even created yet. How do you sell a product that isn't created yet? I'll tell you what. Let's not tell them. Actually, I take that back. Let's just tell them. Let's just tell them we'll create it on Sunday. How about that? Anyway, okay, good. Now, is that not a fascinating business, by the way? Could you sell a widget without having it? Under normal circumstances, no. But I can tell you how to do that, too. Okay, and so for the next step, we got a couple of other... We're going to have a couple people join us throughout the evening. The next important person to come up who's going to drive the computer is the world's most famous, most influential webmaster businessman, Mr. Tom Hua from Shanghai, China. This Tom's a pretty sharp guy. So, Tom, will you help us create the website and do everything it needs to do to make it happen?
Sure.
Hook it up with Autopilot Riches.
Yep, I will do that.
Okay. Gentlemen, open up your monitor. You can sit inside there if you'd rather.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't very comfortable.
It wasn't very comfortable. Besides, Steinar wants to get a close look at the screen, don't you think? Am I saying it right when I say Steinar?
Yeah.
Or is it Steiner?
Steiner.
Steiner.
Yeah.
Steiner. Okay. We have to remember because we're going to talk about you for years and years in the future, you know.
Okay.
This blonde-headed guy didn't even want to come, but his girlfriend from the USA talked him into it. Will that work or is that true?
I didn't
okay.
How about if we take a photograph of the winner and all that first?
Hey, why don't we? As
yeah,
a matter
got a
of
camera
fact,
here.
Brett and Alan, Brett, do you have a jacket you could throw on real quick?
I got a camera here.
You got one?
I
Let's
got
do
a
it. We'll take a picture. We'll all stand together and grip and grin. Shake hands. How about that? All right. Good. Hey, see, we got the photographer here. Why not do it? Yeah. Good boy. Steiner.
Yeah, we'll do you want to take this one?
Right there.
Yep. Use this one. How to connect.
All right. Take away.
Where are we looking first?
This one now. One sec.
Okay.
Steiner, I hope you're smiling.
I'm smiling.
One more. All right. Good idea, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're next.
Okay.
All right, so Tom has opened up his computer and he's probably going to open up some kind of template. Super E Secrets. That might be the name of the website that you have received, Steiner.
Okay.
Now, by the way, Steiner has also received something else. In addition to the template, he gets a host. You know what hosting is? That's where when we finish creating this on Tom's local computer, we'll host it. Tom is a webmaster, and he's got a hosting service, so he's given him his first 3 months free. Remember we were talking briefly about Autopilot Riches, e-commerce system? Rob Bell from Canada, and David Cavanaugh is here representing him tonight, has given him his first 3 months free. We've got some property created for him, intellectual property. So basically, he's off and running for at least 3 months. And if he can't make enough money to keep it going from there, then I figured I'd get you. Okay, so that is what we start with. Got a template. Now, you've already seen it. It's nothing but a big table inside a background. Got a header graphic. What do we do next, Tom?
I guess we need to
Have we got volume for Tom?
Okay, yeah. I guess we need to put a headline together, which is the most important part of a sales page. So let's see what kind of headline we can come up with.
Very good. Just a brief interlude, though. Headline being the most important part of a sales page. How many people know that? How many people would like to know why that is? The headline qualifies, gathers interest. For instance, how many people here would respond to this headline? Hemorrhoid sufferers. If you were a hemorrhoid sufferer, do you see how it qualifies? But if you're not, you're not. You know, and if someone put up a headline, how many people would respond to this headline? Lose 30 pounds in 12 days without diet, exercise, or any pills. How many people would respond to that one? We know that a large percentage of the population would there. But what if I saw that? So that's why the headline is the ad for the ad. It qualifies, it gets people's interest, it mentions benefits, selects the audience. And hemorrhoid sufferers, again, is speaking to a very direct audience. By the way, once you want to know how well-developed this database industry is, and I'm assuming it's probably similar in the UK, I had never heard of ARP. Does anybody know what ARP is in this crowd? The American Association of Retired Persons. Until I got to be 49 and a half, man, I mean, they were flooding me with all this stuff. You know, that was database marketing, right? Now, in this case, since I'm such a young, energetic guy, I didn't have any interest. But my son, who's 19, do you think he had any interest? How to sleep at night. And my son's thinking, with who? Hey, is that quick service? Look at that. Good job. Tom, can you put that on the web page?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the size of the file slightly smaller so that it load quicker on the internet.
Isn't this a digital world fun? I mean, instant response.
Okay, something like that.
Okay, so headlines. What kind of headlines could we use? Any ideas? And to this, I would suspect, I know we got two copywriters in the crowd who can help run the mics at least. Brett McFall and Alan Forrest Smith are some of the best, but I know we've got others. But guess what? Do we have to have a professional write our headline? No. So why don't we appoint Brett and Alan maybe as judges? If you don't mind coming up, and kind of let you take it over and kind of dig some headlines out of some people.
Sure, okay. How about we do this, folks? How about we actually test some headlines? Would you like to do that? So how about if we test...
Why would we bother testing, though?
Oh, okay. Well, how about I suggest we test three different headlines over the weekend so that that would tell us that out of the three, one of them's going to be better than all the rest. John, does that make sense? What we can do with the internet is that we can actually run a headline so that when you go to the website, you see a certain headline. Your friend goes to the website and they see a different headline. And your other friend goes to the website and they see the third headline. Interesting, huh? And every time they go back to that website, they only get that same headline. All right? So what we can do is find out, instead of us trying to work out which headline we can actually have, our customers are going to do that for us. So how about, and folks, this has really never been possible before. I mean, to do this sort of testing was a lot more complicated in direct mail and in newspapers and things like that. This is all just automatic. So what about if you guys write the headline for us? Anybody ever seen any headlines before? Anybody ever read a newspaper? Okay, if you've been reading newspapers for the past 20 years, you've seen more headlines than you've had hot dinners, I would imagine. So you know what a headline is. Anybody like to suggest a headline? Let's just have a look at what the subject is. We have 12 of the best internet marketers in the world here revealing the answer to a question. Anybody know what that question is? No, that's not the question. We actually have a specific question that this Sunday every one of the experts is actually going to answer.
And that question is, question is, why did you succeed on the internet in such a dramatic way? And how can your experience help the average person? Again, I'll repeat that. We'll be addressing it directly to these experts. Why did you succeed on the internet in such a dramatic way? And how can your experience help the average person?
So we have 12 guys up here on Sunday revealing the answer to that question. So I'm telling you this now, folks, because you're going to try and write a headline, right? We're going to take the three headlines from this audience and put them on the internet tonight. Who would like to step on up and suggest a headline? And as we start to write this, as we start playing around with headlines, folks, you'll come up with others. Your brain will start working overtime. Who would like to be the first person up with a suggested headline? Just place your hand in the air. We'll get some mic runners. How many mic runners do you have? Do you have two? Okay. And who would like to go? This is your show, folks. One of the best ways to start a headline.
Right over here.
One of the best ways to start a headline, folks, is with these two words. How to. Anybody ever seen a headline like how to do something or other? Great way to start a headline. Okay, how about our first suggestion? And here's what we're going to do, folks. Not only are you actually going to suggest the headlines to us, but you're actually going to tell us which headlines we're going to use. And you're going to do that using the clap-o-meter. So if you hear a headline that you really think, hey, that's brilliant, and you'll all erupt in applause, we're going to use that headline, all right? So let's see if we've got one.
Hi, my name's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Discover how the 12 top marketers in the world succeeded online, and how you can benefit too.
Can you repeat that, please, slowly?
Do you see what he did with that headline, folks? He fairly much condensed everything we just talked about, or I just talked about, into one headline. Didn't do a too bad a job. You want to just repeat that again, my friend?
If I can remember it, yeah. I did it off the top of my head, Brett. Discover how the 12 top...
Hold on. I'm going to ask Ted to type it faster for you.
Discover how the world's top... The world's top 12 internet marketers dramatically succeeded online, and how you can benefit too.
Good little start. Well done. Thank you, Paul. Now, is that it? Now, hold on. Is that a clap in thank you, or is that a clap in a vote? We'll come back and we'll do a vote in a second.
Ward.
Okay, right down the front here. Guy, isn't it?
Guy, yes. Thank you.
Guy.
How to succeed in internet marketing from top 12 experts. Or world's top 12 experts.
Ah, nice and simple. Absolutely. Good stuff. Who's going to step on up? Another one over here. Thank you.
Hi, Jane. A bit like Guy's. How to succeed on the internet by learning from the top 12 gurus this Sunday only.
Ah, now that's a good little headline. Why is that a good little headline? Why would I pick that one out?
Sunday only.
This Sunday only. Nice little addition to that. You got that one, Ted? How to succeed on the internet by learning from the world's top 12 gurus this Sunday only. So the good thing behind that one is that we have put almost a deadline that, you know, you've got to take some action. This Sunday only, something is happening, and that's good.
Ron, world experts drive web to success. Do you want to join them? Possibly stick the Sunday on.
Let's repeat that again.
World experts drive web to success. Do you want to join them?
Okay, that's a different take on the... See what happens when... you know, you might be able to go around your family and friends. When you're struggling for a headline, and get your friends to actually think up a headline like we're doing right here, because you'll get such a different take on it. Your brain will tend to think in the one way all the time. So it's often good to get influence.
World's 12 top internet experts show you how they succeeded.
Uh-huh. World's... Say that once more, please.
World's 12 top internet experts show you how they succeeded.
Okay, good, good, good.
Now, can I suggest just a small change? And this is, again, part of the Interchange Mastermind when we're working. We already know that secrets and revealing something is important. So would you like to change that to world's top 12 internet experts reveal how they succeeded, or reveal to you, or are you happy with it the way it is?
Absolutely.
And isn't it funny how we feel different about different words? Instead of show, we're thinking that perhaps we should go with reveal. Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
How to make real profit from your internet business. Learn from the world's top 12 experts.
That's good.
Or secrets from the top.
Sure.
Can you repeat that?
Learn how to make profits from your internet business. Real profits, sorry. Emphasis, real profits from your internet business. Learn the secrets from the world's top 12 internet gurus.
We have some headline writers in the audience, don't we, folks? These are sounding pretty good to me. Down the front here. And me.
Learn from the best how to become a dramatic success on the internet, limited time only.
That's good too. Learn from the best how to become a
dramatic
success. That's good.
On the internet.
On the internet, limited time only. Nice work.
Okay. Okay. Jeff again. Imagine you had 12 top gurus working for you for one day only. How much do you think you would earn?
Now, that's a nice take. That's a very nice take. Folks, I want to tell you something really important. If you're sitting there wondering, gee, you know, all these headlines, which one's going to be the best, and is it really worth it? I've changed headlines and got an increase in response of 3,148% just by changing the headline. Do you think it's worth investing this time?
Yes.
Okay, it could make a huge difference to our profits. And I think what we'll do, we'll take three more, okay? Three more headlines.
Who else wants to discover the little-known secrets of the world's greatest internet marketers and how you can apply their most sought-after concepts for yourself?
That's not bad either.
Can you repeat that
it's
again?
It's a long one. You're going to have to repeat it, please.
Who else wants to discover the little-known secrets of the world's greatest internet marketers?
I'll get you to pause. Just pause there.
And how you can apply their most sought-after concepts for yourself.
If you had tried to write these headlines yourself, folks, could you have come up with headlines like this as different as what these are turning out to be? Not likely, is it? This is why it's such a good process. Okay, I'm going to take two more, so only the most excitable people.
My name's Mark. Discover how you too can make money on the internet. 12 top internet marketers reveal their secrets.
Good one. Just get you to repeat that just slowly. Oh, you're getting get a clap there, a bit of a surge. It's a good sign. Just get you to repeat that again, please, Mark.
Discover how you too can make money on the internet. 12 top internet marketers reveal their secrets.
Anybody know how many headlines I write before I actually decide on one? 3,000. Come on. Anybody, another guess? 100, yeah. I would write 100 headlines because I tell you what, between the 90th and the 100th headline, that is usually the best headlines of all. And so we're not going to do that tonight, okay? But you can see as we're going down this list here, folks, we're getting different perspective on this first headline. We're really starting to change, so this is good. Okay, now I think I'll take yours and I'll take one more after that. Okay, go, Daniel.
Would you like to become a millionaire internet guru? The world's top internet experts, or the 12th, sorry. The world's top 12 internet marketing experts reveal all this Sunday only.
Okay. I'm looking at the sounds of that too. Now, what we could do, folks, when we hear, is my mic cutting in and out? No. You know what you never want to do is go with the headline you love the most, right? And just say, well, that really sounds great. I think that'll really succeed. We must go through this test process, folks. This is so critical. Because often you'll try and pick a headline because we were up here now. We're trying to think which headline's going to sell the best. Is your customer going to be looking at that way when they actually look through the web page? Or they're just looking out for number? Right. So this is where we have to be very careful about our own judgment of a headline. We can do our best here to decide on it. But, you know, always test. Let the market test out. Okay, now you're pretty keen to give me a headline. Okay, so I'll take yours as the last one.
You can beat
the 12 top internet marketing guru this Sunday. Do you want to take the opportunity?
Okay. Let's repeat that again, please. This slide is a take and type that in.
You can beat.
You can beat?
You can beat.
Bid?
You can be better than them.
Oh, right.
You can beat.
You can beat, right.
Yeah.
You can beat.
The world's 12 top internet marketer this Sunday. Do you want to take the opportunity?
I'm liking it. Okay. Now, is that enough headlines, folks, for us to play with here so you can decide the top three? I know there's some folks here really getting into this and writing some headlines. Thank you. But is it okay if we just use this as our list so we can move on? Okay, thank you. Ted, can I get you, when you finish that, to actually enlarge all those headlines? We're going to go down the list, and you're going to tell us which one or which three we're going to use.
We have to pick the three best ones that we all believe has most of the potential. Then we put it into a split test so we know which one the website visitors will like the most, will result most of the sales.
Is we have to be really cruel here, folks. If you don't like a headline, don't clap. Okay? Now, do anybody think, as we're just looking at these headlines, anybody think these are okay? Talk to me, folks. Yeah. Now, do we have, you know, internet marketing experts in the audience? Are you copywriting gurus? You're not, are you? But yet we've got a fairly good list here of headlines that we're going to test out. Okay. Now, I've put it up nice and big so we can see the point size. Once Ted's finished it or Tom's finished it, we'll have a look at these. And we're going to run down the list. And you're going to tell us which one we keep,
okay.
Which ones we
don't. Here we go, ready. That's the first one on the top.
Everybody got your hands ready? Are your hands warm? Okay. Is this our top headline, Tom? Is this our first one?
Yeah.
Okay,
this
discover. How the world's 12 top internet marketers dramatically succeeded online and how you can benefit too. That's a mild clap. How to succeed in internet marketing from the world's top 12 marketers. Slightly bigger clap on that if I'm not wrong.
Yep.
How to succeed on the internet by learning from the world's top 12 gurus this Sunday only. Ooh, the crowd likes that one. Looking very good for you, very good for you.
So I mark the ones that we believe is pretty good in red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep on going.
World experts drive web to success. Do you want to join them? Ooh, hit the delete button, Tom.
Are you serious? Or maybe I mark it in different color.
Oh, no, you can delete it, Tom.
So we leave it there. Just in case we have to come back to it. Okay, keep on going.
That's the weakest link. World's 12 top internet experts reveal how they succeeded.
By the way, Tom, there's an extra U in there if you want to get rid of the Y-O-U. We're deleting it anyway, right?
Okay, well, this one has...
Okay. It's going to the bye-bye category. Learn how to make real profits from your internet business. Secrets from the world's 12 top internet marketers. Okay, it gets to stay. It stays.
Yeah, this one is definitely a stay. Is that correct?
Well, it's up there.
Okay.
Learn from the best on how to become a dramatic success on the internet, limited time only.
Is that good?
It stays. Imagine you had 12 top gurus working for you for one day. How much would you earn? Okay, you're going to have to make some decisions here soon, folks. We'll put this in red.
Average.
I know. I think we can put this in red and we'll get these guys to make a decision.
Okay, we'll go back if we have to.
Yeah. Who else wants to discover the little-known secrets of the world's greatest internet marketers and how you can apply their most sought-after concepts yourself?
Average.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have to be cruel to be kind. Discover how you too can make money on the internet. Why 12 top internet marketers reveal their secrets. It's bye-byes to that one too, Tom. That's a shame. Would you like to become a millionaire internet guru? That world's top 12 internet marketers reveal all. Okay, we've got a stayer.
Yeah. This one sounds a little bit better, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Last headline, here it is. You can beat the world's 12 top internet marketers this Sunday. Do you want to take a chance? Okay. Now, that's a very good clap. Very good clap. I got some very bad news for you, unfortunately. But I do have a CD, because that enthusiasm is infectious. Okay, Tom, all I want here is the red headlines. Can you group those for me, please?
Okay, so you perhaps we delete the rest of them, or I can save it into a different file, so then we can always have a record. I just call it a sales tool. Then now maybe we delete everything else rather than leave the red ones?
Yeah.
And by the way, Brett, could I make a comment on one of the headlines there?
Sure.
Okay, we'll go back to one of those red ones that we didn't delete down at the bottom. There's one, and again, I'm not going to push my point of view, it's just something that occurred to me. Would you like to become a millionaire internet marketer? Are most people interested in becoming a millionaire or interested in becoming a millionaire guru?
Millionaire.
Yeah, so it could be, you know, would you like to learn how to become an internet millionaire?
So, down at the very bottom there, Tom, the very last headline.
Yeah, so you want to make some changes.
We're going to take out the word guru.
Okay.
And change it so it says, would you like to become an internet millionaire?
Internet millionaire. Can I put something in there too? I personally like the idea of have that limited time only, particularly that this Sunday only. I like it very much. I think no matter what headline we're going to pick up, we're going to put that element in that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I would like one headline left without it.
Ah, okay.
If that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. To just see how it performs. Yeah.
Okay.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 still.
It's got a question here in the front.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Sunday only, I feel, is much better than the limited time only. So we might copy the Sunday only into the one that has limited time only, and modify that.
So what we get here is we're not quite sure which work better, limited time only or this Sunday only, right? So we perhaps may test them. If you choose that as a headline, then we'll test them both against each other. Make sense? Okay. Now's the time to get ready, folks. Only clap once. Do you have a question that you want me to take? Okay, go for it.
We have 4 or 5.
The one near the bottom, imagine you had 12 top gurus. Gurus in what? If I was to read that, I would come out because I wouldn't know what I was
looking for. Right, 12 top internet gurus or internet marketing gurus.
Okay.
Internet marketing gurus.
How about if someone gets to our page and isn't actually into internet marketing, but they do have a business?
12 top marketing gurus?
Yeah, marketing gurus, yeah.
12 top marketing gurus.
So what I'm suggesting is that's a really good point, but how about we just don't actually, you know, make the market too small and we just go for the marketing side? Anybody think that might be a worthwhile thing to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe reduce the font slightly so that we can see all 5 on one screen. And we have to eliminate 2.
Okay. Would the 5 owners of these headlines please come forward?
Wow, this looks like a Big Brothers or something, you know, eliminate them.
You put an N after the A there. Should become
N. Okay, come up here, guys. That's right. Come up here on stage. That's the one. Stand right along there. Here are our copywriting experts, folks. Now, you know that 2 of you are going home. You know that. Okay. But not without a prize, all right? So you will get a prize, all right? You're definitely in that. Okay. So let's go for the first headline, Tom. Very top.
This is what?
How to succeed, is that the one that first one?
That's it.
That's right.
Okay, who owns that one? How to succeed. Okay, Jane. Here we go. You may only clap once out of the 5 headlines.
Can I clap?
Yes, you can clap. Yes, you want a question? Just hold on a sec, we'll get the mic to you. Just come. Hold on a sec, my friend.
But if we put Sunday, what are they going to think if they come after the event? Because they're still able to get the webcast, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, our counting for this experiment ends on Sunday at 5 p.m. Whenever this seminar finishes,
okay,
this is when our measuring stops. So, yeah, you're thinking that perhaps you might lose sales if someone comes on Monday morning.
Monday and
they could actually still buy the program.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Jane, goodness.
The answer to that, if it was my site and we didn't have a deadline, was I'd use that thing in front page where it clicked over to the day, so the day would always say today's date.
Well, I like that one.
And
well
beside, with a digital product, with a digital product, of course, okay, we are going to sell the live access to the people who can attend on Sunday to listen live. But again, at the same time, we can offer them a recording so that really, you know, doesn't have live at all. People can listen to it any time after Sunday too. Okay, so the headline.
It's chop time. Here we go. First headline from Jane. How to succeed on the internet by learning from the world's top 12 gurus this Sunday only. Okay. We got a cheer. Was that paid for, that cheer over there? Oh, yeah. But it still, it looks promising. Looks promising. Okay. Second headline. Who owns the Learn How To? Good one. Marjorie. Okay. Learn how to make real profits from your internet business. Secrets from the world's top 12 internet marketers. Not looking good, Marjorie. Gotta tell you.
But I think the first one was slightly stronger. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
So put that in blue. Can you put the
Maybe I put this one as 5, just to indicate so we remember. And the other one will be 4. The higher marks we have, the better it is. Yeah.
He's ruthless. Okay, this next one. Learn from the best. Who owns that headline? Good one. Learn from the best on how to become a dramatic success on the internet. Limited time only.
Well, it sounds like slightly weaker than the second one.
Come on over. This CD is, what is your number one internet success secret? This is about 12 of the best guys actually answering that question. No, but I've got a CD for you later on you can have, but thank you very much. Please, folks.
So this one's gone, basically, is that correct?
Yeah, it's bye-byes. Yep. Okay, the Imagine headline.
Just be careful, it's going to end up in a divorce.
Okay, we've got a team affair. All right, here we go. Imagine you had 12 top marketing gurus working for you one day. How much would you earn?
That doesn't sound very strong.
I'm reaching for the pocket. No, we'll keep it there. We'll keep it there. See what this last one does. Here we go. Yeah. So imagine, Damien, this would be your headline down the bottom. Would you like to become an internet millionaire? The world's top 12 internet marketers reveal all.
Yeah. Wow, this one is definitely strong, huh?
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We now have two headlines which are on the edge. Now, Tom, you've marked this one at a number 2. I'm going to suggest that it's the same as the number 3. So we're going to, here we go. It's a battle between Jeff and Marjorie, right? So one of your headlines is going in, okay? Here we go, folks. I'm going to vote on 2 headlines now, right? Here we go. The first one is, learn from the best on how to become a dramatic success on the internet. Is that right?
Yeah, this one's already gone.
Yeah, that's
this one's already gone.
That's staying? Or is that going?
No,
that's going,
already gone.
So it's this one here, learn how to make real profits. Is that right?
Yeah.
Marjorie, okay. So it's this one.
Yeah, I think basically these two are the ones going...
No. We're gonna compete against this one down the bottom. Here we go. Here's the choice.
Now, wait a minute. Is it a new vote? Everybody gets...
Yeah, new vote. New vote. We're choosing the one out of these two. Yeah, I'm going to read these. Here we go. These ones. Yeah, we've already got 2. We've already got 2 in the club.
That's right. That's what I thought these two.
Oh, right.
I thought these two are not as strong as the other 3. Is that how we record
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, I was going to give you a go there. I was on your side there to give you another go. It's time to start. You're telling me these two are going, right? Okay. So the Imagine headline was... Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
You don't have to worry about a divorce anymore.
Jeff, CD for you. Thank you very much. Which leaves us with our 3 winners, Damien, Marjorie and Jane, with our 3 headlines. These are the ones going on, folks, to be tested immediately on our website. Will you please thank our three contestants? One of these guys is going to win. All right. Thank you very much, guys. You are now on trial as our internet copywriters. Thank you.
Well done.
Best of luck. Ah, yes. Are they charging us fees for their copywriting? That is the question.
Oops. Now, is that not amazing? I mean, did it take professional copywriters to write some good headlines? In other words, we all, it's like Brett introduced it, we've all got a sense of what a good headline is. And then we learn a few tricks, you know, like not internet marketer, maybe marketer, and not show you, but reveal. You know, there's some of that, but basically, it's amazing how quickly and easily we got some good headlines. Question right here.
I think that the one that I did actually could be empowered quite a bit more if we took the last sentence of it and turned it around the other way. Where is it?
No, you're looking at this. Oh, sorry. I think duplicated one more.
Yeah. If you go the bottom one, go to that bottom one you just got there. If you highlight the real anyway in caps, and I think if we put top 12 internet marketers, world internet marketers share their secrets, it would be better.
I don't understand what you mean.
Read it as you would say it.
Well, this is the trap. So we have to go with this headline now, because this is what we voted on, right? But this is a normal process that when you actually you look at a headline, you think, Joe, I could improve that. Yep. But in this instance, we have to. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, because you look at it another time and you think, gee, I could really improve that. I tell you what I've done, though. I've actually done that. And because you sit down and you start thinking, I could really improve that headline. I've improved a headline so much it stopped working. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah. And it's such a funny art, copywriting. So if that's okay with you, we might just go with the first one.
So we're not changing anything, are we?
No.
Thank you, Brett.
What I've put.
And is there a David Cavanaugh in the house? Let's welcome Mr. Autopilot Riches to the stage. Now, David, do you know anything about how we can possibly track these headline changes to see which one turned out the best?
Nah. Yeah, thanks. Oh, I'd like to welcome you all here. My name's David. How are you?
Can I take this chair over?
Good, thanks. Hold on. After the count of three, everyone yell out their first name. One, two, three. Good. Now that I know you, I'll tell you. Basically, what we do in Autopilot Riches is we've got a little thing on the side, and Tom will bring it up in a minute and show you. It's called Ad Tracker. And what we do, we've got three options. And imagine this. We've got a page up here. We call the first one, and tell me if it makes sense, Index A. Call the second one, Index B. Call the third one, Index C. Follow me so far? Just nod so I know you're alive.
Now, wait a minute, though. One point of clarification. Why would we choose index, and is that the correct and complete
okay
term?
Okay, what we're doing that for, folks, I'll explain it. Technically, we could call it anything, but because it's going to be on your home page, your main page, whatever, most of the times it's index.htm or HTML. But in this case, what we're doing index A, index B, index C, so you can differentiate and know which ones people have clicked on. And Autopilot Riches, once we paste them in, will give us a link that Tom will show you when he goes into here, and it refreshes each time. So it'll bring up A, then it'll bring up B, then it'll bring up C. Follow me so far? So then, of course, over 100%, we've got a third, a third, a third, and then we can check we've had 12 clicks, 2 sales, how much conversion, the next one. So what I usually do is find out the one that comes the best, pull out the 2 worst ones like we did just then, and then try to better the best one. And sometimes the ones you think is going to lose win. Because let's face it, who's the marketing genius? Us or the people buying? So let the people buying make the decision and give them what they want to buy, correct? Does that summarise basically what Ted said? Thanks.
Okay, this is what I...
Good job.
Hey, that's all right. I learned everything from you.
Okay, this is what David Kavanaugh just said to you. I'm in this section in a software called Autopilot Riches, and I clicked on that ad tracker, then I clicked on manage ad trackers. So, and then I clicked on create a new campaign. Don't worry about it if you don't follow 100%, because David Kavanagh is going to have a session to give you a rundown of all the features, I believe. And he said that we name them as index 1, 2, 3. They doesn't have to be these names, but just, you know, for the sake of exercise, we will name them index 1, index 2, index 3. They'll be in the split test. And what I like to do is that when we create a sales page, okay, this is the headlines we are going to test, and we will put all the contents and everything else, then we'll say only at the end, after we complete the rest of the sales page, then we'll save to index 1 by leaving this headline, for example, then save into index 2 by leaving this headline, and save into index 3 by saving this headline. So we only work with one file right now. Only just before we complete, then we save them into three different files with a different headline only. Now, when you do split testing, you ought to test really one thing at a time. If you have two different factors playing, and your result won't really exactly give you an idea of which factor is, you know, giving you the different result. Mm-hmm. So you test one different factor at a time. Okay?
And one thing that Tom was saying to you there about the headline space, even though you test one thing at a time, you can use this ad tracking feature, which I'll show you on Sunday when I do my presentation for you, but you can use it for Google AdSense, ClickBank results. You can test any kind of thing, and then you can figure out what's right and wrong, or what keywords work, etc. But for the moment, we're using it for the headline, and we'll see tomorrow and the next day, etc., the results, and then we'll see which one actually wins.
Hey, let me ask you this. This can be kind of boring. How many of us would like to take a 5-7 minute stretch break, go out and get a drink of water or something?
Yeah, good.
Why don't we do that? It's 7:46. We start at 8:05.